Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The level two questions, we got to beef them up.
I spend this time writing out what I think are good questions, and then you get you're the one who picks, and the first guy wins. Me, name one team in the 2025 College Baseball World Series. That's a great question.
It is.
How much is the new sushi restaurant in Cleveland that Lima's friend went to? Great question. A guy DM'd me, by the way. I'll leave his name out of this.
Reaction yesterday.
I got DM'd yesterday. A person who's a listener.
Okay.
Went to San Francisco and got the same type of thing, the 24-course sushi extravaganza. They only paid $225 a person. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to talk about Cleveland being back? We have higher prices than San Francisco, California for sushi.
We got French laundry prices.
What's
now?
What's the tariffs over there?
Don't know. This was before the tariffs he went.
Yeah, that's why the prices are cheap.
Oh, so you're saying, wait a minute, there's tariffs on sushi? On sushi? I don't know. Still a good question. And now it's all gone to
next pot. Thing you know, we're going to get the Waymo cars and we're going to set them on fire.
Yep.
So Mitch sent us an article from Bloomberg because you and I were arguing, thanks to Bob. I'm not touching it. You and I, thanks to Bob, started arguing. Not even arguing. We were talking about Major League Baseball because David Sampson, he had Ken Rosenthal on. Ken Rosenthal was giving his answers about a possible lockout, saying there's going to be a work stoppage coming in 2026. And that the owners, they've never had such a thirst for a salary cap. The players' union is going to want a salary floor. And there's a bunch of owners, you only need 8, apparently, to be able to have a work stoppage and to be able to pass these things. And there's such a thirst for a salary cap, but there's also, these owners do not want a salary floor. And Ken Rosenthal had brought up, you know, you make $12 billion a year. You're not going to be the NFL. Why try to compete? And okay, I understand some of this stuff, but there is a lot here in the statistics where he sends us a Bloomberg report and where it goes up where it says Major League Baseball's TV conundrum. Major League Baseball is off to its best start in years. Viewership is up across all the major national TV packages, led by ESPN, who's leaving the game, the Sunday night baseball game. Ratings are up 22%. TBS and Fox have scored 16s and 10s in 10%. The ratings are up. Attendance is up. And so I would understand, you get 30 owners in there, you don't want to try to drastically change everything because that could be bad for business. So a big wave, tidal wave of change could be a disaster. And when you're seeing incremental growth, that's what you're trying to do and trying to sustain. So it's hard to walk away from that. It is very hard to do that. They're going to get a new TV deal somewhere, somehow. But when you are, whether you like it or not, when you are in the same pond as the NFL, because these same companies have NFL packages, and that just means less money for you. And when you're in the same pond as the NBA and college football, two separate big-time conferences where one is getting $1 billion from one entity, I mean, that's not everybody can get a piece of their money. So you want as much as you possibly can. I think that that means I want as much passion as I possibly can. And there's very little passion. Very little passion outside of, I think, a couple of fan bases that have a chance. That San Diego, very passionate fan base right now. The Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers, passionate fan bases. A lot of the other ones are just kind of, well, we'll see where the season takes us. Like Detroit, they're passionate now. Would they be passionate if it were a little bit closer to the average of the division? Probably not as much. They're passionate now. They're the best team. They got the best record in Major League Baseball, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a passion there. But it comes and it goes with everything. In the NFL and college football, there's a lot of that. You're never really going to compete with that, or people say you're never going to compete with that, but you still want the biggest piece of the pie you possibly can, right? So that's why I think that, yeah, when you have guys getting $765 million, I'm not mad at Juan Soto for getting all his money.
No.
But it doesn't excite me as a fan of the Cleveland Guardians because I can't compete in that. I was able to get LeBron James to come back to town. I wasn't, but you get what, as a fan, I saw LeBron James come back to my city. As a fan, my team, for better or for worse, traded for Deshaun Watson. And my team, for better or for worse, traded for Odell Beckham Jr. And has been in the conversation with several others. The Pittsburgh Steelers get Aaron Rodgers. They get DK Metcalf. They get Minkah Fitzpatrick. The Kansas City Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. We've been through this a million times. You get Bobby Witt, and then you're like, well, who else can I pay? To the point where David Sampson's ranting and raving with us about calling up guys, and I can't argue with him because it is good business.
Yeah, I will say, like, Sunday Night Baseball for ESPN, we went over the TV ratings. They've been really, really outpacing some of the NBA on TNT. Now, the NBA on ABC does better because it's network and available more places, obviously.
Understood.
But then again, what's the cheat code of what they're doing on Sunday Night Baseball? It's either the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In almost every single one of these games.
But they're still up 22%, and that's the bottom line of what they care about. But it's exactly what you said.
Could they do that doing the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cleveland Guardians?
Because I would have liked to see the And I know you could sit there and talk of steroids all you want. They were still stars. I want to see what the ratings were on Sunday Night Baseball in the 90s when it wasn't just Yankees, Red Sox, when it wasn't just Dodgers, Giants, or Dodgers, Yankees, or any of that stuff. When you had the Indians on with those 90s lineups, when you were the second highest payroll in Major League Baseball, you would like it a little bit more equitable. So it's a necessary evil. There's a lot of things about the people that work for these organizations that I can't support a work stoppage for because I don't want them to be laid off until they can figure out a time to get these players back. But for the good of the game, for the overall health, it's like, yeah, if you can get a floor and a cap, well, then I don't have to worry about the Pirates having to trade away Paul Skeens after a year. I don't have to worry about, all right, we've paid Jose Ramirez, who had to take a huge discount. We've paid Jose Ramirez. Now how are we going to pay anybody else? How are we going to be able to pay Stephen Kwan? Do I really have to let Josh Naylor go? Is this a real conversation we have to have? Or am I just going to make a decision whether or not he's worth it because he's in a salary cap? So is he worth having that money that we could pay to a guy in the rotation? Is he worth it? You know, Shane Bieber, is his best years behind him? Can I give him? You start to have NFL problems with some of these guys. And I think that that's what you want because now I'm having real conversations on Shane Bieber being worth it or not. I'm having real conversations about whether or not Josh Naylor can fit in, because now you're trying to hit a target that you don't know what it is.
It would just
I don't know
be,
how much they can spend or can't spend on players.
It would just be really nice to not have to talk about ownership spending every day. And I know there's one football team where we're still doing it, Cincinnati Bengals, like you talked about.
Yes.
But just in baseball, not having to talk about, you know, being left out of the party completely every offseason, the winter meetings, the hot stove, to never talk about that. We haven't talked about that stuff since the station launched.
Yes.
That's a killer for baseball.
And it makes
you can't kill your sports enthusiasm. The sports enthusiasm should exist almost year-round. They do in the NBA now.
Yes.
And in the NFL, they do. So baseball is just missing out on that. And yes, great, the TV ratings are up, but it's nowhere near where baseball would want to be, ideally.
Now, I said I was going to talk about this here, and I am going to talk about this here. Do you think that this is and I'm going to have to ask Anthony Castrovince about this at 922. Is this a bigger problem for the Guardians than what we realized? Not the salary cap stuff. I'm talking about the way they're playing right now. Or is this a funk of where they're at? Because anytime you go and start really criticizing the Guardians, any of us, they get it turned around and they keep their head above water and they look pretty good. But I will tell you, the offense has been so bad recently, and I haven't felt good, and I know they did what they could, and they won three against the Tigers, and that was great, and then they had a couple of really tough series. And you had the Dodgers and the Angels, then you have to play the Yankees, and you come back against the Astros. The Astros are a tough opponent, and for whatever reason, maybe it is because of Tito, they got your number right now in Cincinnati. And I mean, I tuned in last night, and it felt a little bit like... felt a little bit Browns in November. Where it's like, let's get off to a start here. And I'm seeing Slade Ciccone, and he's looking good, and I'm going, when's the other shoe going to drop? And you lose 1-0 to the Reds. It felt like a bit of a chore. And then yesterday, or 2 days ago, when they score a run in six innings straight, Cincinnati does, it feels like a little bit of a chore. The Browns have been a chore. Every team can be a chore. And this is a team that it's not fair. They don't deserve to be a chore in the middle of June. But when they're not hitting, you can't deny that that's the way you feel.
They are in the bottom quarter in almost every statistical offensive category that matters.
Because it's more frustrating because I'm seeing, hey, this kid's having a good outing here. We can't back him up. Tanner Bobby can have a good outing here. Well, and then we get to the seventh inning, he's going to give up taters, and we can't back him up. It puts that much more pressure on.
Now, the only thing I can hope for here when it comes to the lineup, because it's not like the Guardians are going to make some big swings at the deadline. Like, we understand how that works.
Obviously,
certainly,
yes.
Certainly, you know, some of the players I've heard talked about, you know, it's just not happening if you don't have control over them beyond a year. So I don't understand some of the debates on the station recently.
Debates on what? On how to fix it? I'm not even saying how to fix it. I just want to know if you have faith that they'll get out of the funk.
Not a ton, just based on this
really?
Based on this lineup. I really don't have a ton of faith. The hope is that they just find a way to get into the playoffs with their pitching and then be the rotation nobody wants to see come playoff time. Because you can always hope that a baseball team can find out a way to piece enough together in the playoffs. But like in the regular season, they just don't score enough runs. And being in the bottom quarter of hitting in this day and age in baseball, that is really hard to try to compete and compete in a big way.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.